You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug in mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
It's working.
Awesome.
Everything is working fine. Well, the Rebecca Grumpy's, and I think it's summertime.
It's absolutely the both doors are open.
I've had two consecutive weekends where I've been wearing shorts a lot and also outdoors a lot. I played softball. I played pickup softball on Sunday. I invited you to it. You didn't come.
You didn't invite me. Oh no! Like you invited Saturday. And then you didn't invite me to Return of the Living Dead, which I actually wanted to go to. Thanks for reminding me about that.
No, but I. I also didn't intend. I had no idea it was Return of the Living Dead. I was just there independently.
But once you were there, I didn't stay for the whole film.
Sarah was like, "I'd like to go," and I was like, "I cannot, in good conscience, make you stay and watch a movie that."
Here's
I've
another
seen
sign that it's
times.
Summer.
What's that?
Well, the caliber of our guests has gone up.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting into
for
summer
no
celebrity
good
guests.
Yeah, which brings us to today's guest, which we're recording, by the way.
I figured.
Keith has tricked me like this on a few occasions.
I tried to catch him.
He has me say something terrible and embarrassing, and he's like, "We recorded like 5 minutes ago."
It's often very racist.
Sometimes it's
sexist.
Really rude, probably.
Yeah, a little bit rude. Sometimes it's just deeply
just embarrassing.
Personal.
Yeah, just it's more just yeah. So today we have Heather Bachman. Are we say Heather Bachman, Heather B.
You can whatever
Heather,
you want.
Heather B. Heather
yeah,
Bachman.
Sure.
Just
Heather.
Heather. To,
Heather
to,
just Heather's
Heather.
Good.
From co-host of the show Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey Heather.
Thanks for
doing
me.
This.
Awesome. I'm secretly hoping that somehow someone's listening to our podcast and now like thinks we're on show.
Yeah.
They think that what happened was we ended up on Shome with Heather, and that's, like, you're listening to it in the morning.
Because the sound quality is the same.
Yeah.
Because we're going to play some classic rock. We have Rush coming up next. I feel.
We'll just sit here and drink for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Freebird, how about that?
There we go. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming out.
Of course.
This is, I guess, a weird time of day for you.
No, this is a perfect time of day, actually.
I was curious about that myself, because I was kind of surprised that you were down with doing this for a variety of reasons. But one, because like, I wasn't sure about what your schedule was like in terms of...
Well, yeah, I mean, I go to bed at probably 8:30, 9 o'clock. But if I do anything at 5 or 5:30, that's amazing.
Yeah?
If I can be showered and in bed by 8:30, perfect.
Awesome.
I lead an awesome life. It's very exciting.
What time do you guys? What time are you up in the morning? I know you're on air way early.
Well, I set my alarm at 4:15.
Jesus.
Set my alarm.
Don't like that at all.
No.
I've been trying to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I can't do. I when I do wake up, and I can barely do that.
But that's different. I feel like 7 is harder than 4 something, because you actually have a panic. You have to get up at 4 something. At 7, you're like, oh, I can push it. I can snooze.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's me. Like, I can actually sleep in easily till 7:45. The idea with me waking up at 7 is I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I could get a workout in. Has not happened. Has not happened yet. But and like my girlfriend wakes up. She wakes up at like 6:45 or so because she has to be in work by 8:30. So she's up and she's always like, do you want to wake up this morning? I'm like, no.
Next week.
I'll push this off. I'll keep pushing off this situation and then. Never, absolutely never worked out.
No, I get that.
And that's
the shame of
my life.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
I feel like regardless as to how much sleep I get, I can't do 7. Like, I can, and I do it, but I don't need to, and that upsets me.
I did a stretch where I had to work at 8, and I was out of the house by like 7.
What do you mean, I don't need to?
Yeah.
Because Catherine and I work in the same part of town. We both work in Ville Saint-Laurent, right?
Okay.
And my hours are a little more flexible, whereas hers is like, you know, you got to be at 8:30.
Yeah.
So, well, I figure if we're both going to go in, though, like, I got to sort of be up and do her hours.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, so you don't really need – you go in because you carpool in.
Well, two
and
people.
She,
I don't know if they're constant. Yes.
And she has to be there. All right.
Yes.
Well, that sucks.
But then the hours are still pretty flexible, so then I just, like, you know.
So you're off earlier, then? No?
No, because then we still go home together.
You get the raw end of that deal.
Yeah, well, then anyway.
You get to set your own hours, but you have to work Catherine's
right.
hours.
Right. It's not really setting your own hours.
Yeah,
then.
Off the record, though, I'll tell you what the perks are. But anyway.
Okay.
Well, I feel that off the record is you could get really hammered and then sleep on the way into work.
There's that.
I guess if he wakes up incredibly hungover, he can still make it to work. His fiance is driving him. And he maybe shouldn't be driving. Possibly,
I rarely do that drive in the morning. Catherine always is pretty insistent on me doing it, which results in me compulsively
playing Candy Crush.
Playing Candy Crush or
in the
or,
car.
Yeah.
While she drives, I can't do that. It makes me sick.
Yeah, same.
No, I'm cool with it. And that's it. So, like, if you ever get like
no, I'm fine.
Like a surly.
I'm cool being chauffeured around, playing my games on my phone. Yeah. Working hours, I don't need to.
Or sending like, surly text messages or tweets to like on whatever like.
You always send surly tweets. That's what you. Now I know. You're driving in the car on the way to work.
I'm not
with
doing
Catherine,
nothing. I have nothing to
and
do
you're
besides
mad about
send
it,
surly.
So you send surly tweets. You're taking out your life on us.
Yeah, I mean them to be funny, but I think like that the earliness of the day is like is
yeah,
clouding my judgment
surly,
as
yeah.
to whether they're funny or
you just
surly.
Send harassing tweets to the show Morning Crew.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe that's a thing.
Yes, like twice, at least twice a week.
He doesn't like you can just
points out likes to point out mistakes.
Oh, this is gonna be hilarious. Yeah. No, it's just bitchy. It's just bitchy.
No, a couple of them have been funny. I think I don't remember.
I'm like the fact checker.
Yeah,
I've appointed
no, really
myself
is.
The fact checker.
Fact so
checker.
Annoying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. God forbid
do you remember any of them?
Mistake.
I don't know. I certainly have never heard you mention of Atwally.
No,
because,
yeah, no. They're like, oh, thanks a lot.
One of our listeners sent a useless tweet.
I'll retweet sometimes. Or answer. I always answer, I think.
That must be
I'm like, actually just angling for a job. So like I'm like maybe if I demonstrate my vast knowledge of pop culture,
well,
like this will look good for me.
You're angling at the wrong person.
Yeah, but you respond though, so I know.
Right, that's exactly it.
I was gonna. How long have you been in radio?
12 years.
Okay, so
13 in September.
It must be like hyper different now with texting and social media and all that stuff.
It is. It's awful.
It seems to me that like back in the heyday of radio, they're like put the music on and fuck off for a while. And now you're like, oh, we need to answer tweets and send text messages. And
not
like,
really, because before, you're still in there taking phone calls. You're rarely just sitting there listening to the music.
Okay.
You're still busy.
I see.
You know, you still have things to do, just not the same things. I don't even know, honestly, when I worked by myself and I was doing the phone calls and editing them and doing social media and blogging, I mean, it's a lot more work. It's actually two jobs now.
Yeah, for sure.
Put into one, which sucks. And we have to.
Pre-show, you were at...
I was in Ohio.
You were in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But you previously worked in Montreal.
Before that, I was at Virgin.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And when? So, like, how long were you in Ohio?
A year.
Okay.
Are you from there, or are you from...
No. Well, I was born here. It's a long, very long story. But
we got
nothing but time.
How long is this podcast, anyway?
Two and a half, three hours.
Good. So, till tomorrow morning, I'll just text you from here.
Yeah.
That's good.
If you can sync... All of our podcasts actually sync up to Kenneth Branagh's Macbeth. Like perfectly.
Not
you
Pink
can just
Floyd,
you can just no. You can mute
the wall played three times though.
Okay. You can mute Macbeth and all of our podcasts sync up very well. It's quite the feat of
that's
editing.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Actually.
But I've heard you mention like several times on there that you live in Los Angeles or
well, I grew
California.
Up in LA.
Yeah.
We moved from here to there when I was young.
Okay.
So I grew up in LA. I did college radio. I was at a public radio station. So I learned all this stuff there. And then my first job was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I did that. I was there for 5 years.
Oh, where the song comes from?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. My mom told me that.
Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Right.
Yes.
Like,
it's a place.
I figured how many Chattanoogas could there be?
One.
Right.
Probably the one.
Really long. It was so annoying because back then you had to write out everything, and I didn't know how to spell Chattanooga for the
brutal.
Longest time. It was. So.
It's like I only, like, do you remember that moment in your life when you realized Timbuktu was a real place?
Like, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever knew that.
Timbuktu and it's in Africa.
Where?
Like, no, and then you're like, no, that can't be right. But, like, it's
somebody just made that up.
Yeah, exactly.
Titicaca, real place.
Yeah, Titicaca I knew because I remember seeing it on a map of Quebec. But it was like, because you're always like.
Of course it's in Quebec.
Quebec.
Lake Titicaca. There's a Lake Titicaca in
that's
Quebec.
That's not Quebec.
Where is it?
It's not Quebec. Your job is to fact check people
talking. You guys
talking.
Keep talking.
You're going to look it up?
To reiterate, my job is not to fact check. That's just a hobby, apparently.
Oh, your hobby is to fact check. I feel there's a Lake Titicaca in Quebec.
It's not Quebec.
I feel like it is.
I feel like it should be.
Okay, so we're in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yes, wouldn't be pronounced that way.
Then I went to Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
Like the song?
Yeah, just like the song. I was like, oh my God, weird. Is Cleveland, Ohio a song?
Yeah. Well, there's
Cleveland Rocks.
Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah. Like the song?
Just like the song.
Just like the song.
Then I came here, and I worked at The Mix, and then I did a short stint in Ithaca, New York. That did not work out well. Then they called me back, and I started working at Virgin.
Okay.
I did that for a couple of years. Went to Ohio, and they called me back to work with Terry. Cool. So it's been a ride.
There's a lot of traveling.
A lot of show, yes, a lot of moving.
You're like a journeyman. You're like a gypsy.
No, I didn't say gypsy.
You said gypsy. I said journeyman, like a hockey player, like a German hockey player.
Why, is that offensive? You went mildly racist.
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
Gypsy's a little racist.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not really racist here, but it's racist in Europe.
I think if it's only referencing the traveling element, though, is it offensive then?
Yeah, but there's still a lot.
Plus, I'm not being.
It's not. It's like the least offensive thing that's ever been said on this show. Don't worry about
it. I'm like, what? I'm not racist. I swear my best friends are gypsies.
I'm friends with gypsies. Yeah. I know a lot of gypsies.
That's why she travels all the time.
Yeah, she is. Follow my people. Leave me alone.
Yeah. But I think it's one of those things that's like even the word like gypsy is like gyp and like rip you off and whatever. Like there's like a derogative in it.
I have an update.
I thought it was spelled differently.
It is GYP. It's not when I think of
right,
JIP.
Right, I thought JIP.
Yeah, so I didn't, as far as I know.
No, that doesn't come from that.
I feel like.
And if you have any drywall in your house, you have a racist house.
Everybody has drywall.
Gyp rock. It's
the worst.
Look up where gypsy. I was looking at Titicaca, which is,
I found out, between Bolivia and Peru.
Huh.
Oh, but close to Quebec.
I feel there's something stupid in there. Now look up the etymology of the word gypsy.
Yes. No, look up gyp and where it came from.
GYP?
J-I-P. When you gyp someone, I think it's J-I-P.
Which has nothing to do with being a gypsy, probably.
It does. It absolutely does.
It does not. Oh, my God. Look, I need to see it.
I know the other one. The other one that people don't always realize is racist is chintzy.
Yeah.
Chintzy.
Why is that racist?
It's because it's referring to stuff that's cheap and specifically made in China.
No, I know. Yeah, the word chintzy, but I don't know. I never use it. Yeah. I kind of want to now.
But chintzy, it's like chintzy because it is Chinese, is kind of the subtext to chintzy.
So Urban Dictionary says of JIP, JIP, to take unfairly, to rob, alternate spellings, GYP, GIP, JYP, shortening of the word gypsy as gypsies were believed to be thieves.
Oh, that's
all right. It's fine.
Well, in every movie, they are thieves, in all fairness.
Yeah.
And the Cher song about them.
Sexy thieves.
Yeah, but really. With
Cher specified there was three groups. There were gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cher.
Well, I apologize to any gypsy.
We have a huge gypsy contingent.
We have a very low gypsy listener.
No.
Good.
We have a pretty odd following in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Not really?
Even. Yeah. There was a Norwegian movie at Fantasia screened, and we like picked up, like, as you can see regionally, like not a bunch, but like we picked up a few like repeat listeners from like
that's awesome.
Yeah, from a Fantasia movie review that we did.
I love that.
And I was like, wow, there's a couple guys who were just listening to us now.
We're gonna pick up new kind of repeat listeners from this episode, but not for the right reasons.
Gypsies.
Yeah. I'm gonna have some people with backpacks waiting for me at my apartment.
It's gonna be a caravan. It's gonna be a caravan outside.
What happened? I didn't mean it. I didn't know about the gyp thing.
So
I was working in the radio. No, was that plan A? Was that always?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay,
ever since I saw,
and don't laugh at me, but ever since I saw Good Morning Vietnam, I was seven.
That's completely fine.
And I was sitting in the movie theater, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. I want to do that.
Specifically in Vietnam or anywhere?
Well, I was going for Nam, but, you know.
Right. Fortunately, the war was over.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they're not hiring right now.
She
became a broadcaster.
So, yeah.
Are you, like, secretly, one day I want to be, like, what is it?
What's King the of the radio?
No.
Radio queen.
What's the term
Duchess.
For what he was? He was a radiologist. It's like a person in the army
that works.
I don't think you didn't need to be in the army. I think that's partially. It's like the same people that do like when wrestling goes down and it's like an NSO. Is NSO?
Oh, USO.
USO.
He wasn't USO.
No, he wasn't.
He was actual army.
I thought he was civilian.
Was he? I think he was a civilian.
I don't know. I've never.
I
seen
I thought he was in civilian.
What? You've never seen?
I've seen parts of it. I've seen most of it.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't like it?
I just see parts of a lot of things. So like I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Like I know parts of the movie. I know there's you know Robin Williams being crazy.
Yeah. Anyways.
There's a part, and then he like takes care of the kids, and he's dressed up as a lady. Yeah, I remember. I remember that.
No, the lady.
Anyway, I really don't think he was in the military.
Not the same movie.
Walter, look it up.
Yeah, Walter. Fact check.
I'm just not going to talk for the rest of this episode.
Wasn't that Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, that was Mrs. Doubtfire. That's right.
True. Yeah. Ew, drive by, run by fruiting.
You're mistaking Good Morning Vietnam for Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Well, it's an easy mistake to make.
Nobody
was an alien.
Wait, a cross-dresser in the army would not be allowed.
No, but it would be allowed because they never kicked out.
Don't ask, don't tell.
What do you call it? Was it radar?
No. Don't ask.
Who was the cross-dresser?
A mass?
Exactly. Yeah, also mass. In Vietnam.
No, a clinger. Clinger.
Didn't they keep that under wraps?
Huh?
During the show, didn't they keep it under wraps?
The clinger thing?
No, but he was continually cross-dressing to try to get ejected. That's like a subplot.
Yes, that's right.
And they never like fell for it.
Clinger was the first iteration of the don't ask, don't tell rule.
Hmm. But yeah, he always had like the famous thing of him with the dress with the rifle like on patrol, and they're just like
they're like shaking their heads. No, you're not going home.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how did we get here? What happened?
Don't ask, don't tell is a totally different policy than cross dressing. All right, I was like, check the facts. I don't know how we got here. Because Good Morning Vietnam.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Because Heather's living her dream.
I am.
I said the dream, but I was like, I feel that not everybody dreams of being a broadcaster.
Yeah, probably not.
She's living a dream of being a broadcaster. So that was like little girl Heather B. It was just sort of like, I want to be on the radio.
And you never wanted to make the jump to like picture broadcast, like TV or anything?
No, I've
picture
done
broadcast.
It. Picture broadcast.
Picture broadcast. That's what they call it now, right?
On the
one of the movies. Yeah. The talkies,
the
you know.
Shows.
The talkies.
Yeah, on the black and white.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've done it. I've done it in Chattanooga. it's just not the same. It's not the same thing. It's not as spontaneous. It's very scripted. You have to look good all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, like, that's one of the things that I feel, like, whenever I hear any morning radio, I'm like, I bet you they're all in jogging suits.
Oh, yeah, you should see how we go to work. I don't shower. sometimes I go days. Sometimes I sleep in a tank top and wear it to work the next day. Who cares?
Exactly.
And it's just not as, you know, in the moment. You can, if something happened, we can go right, to, you know, turn on the microphone and go.
Yeah.
I like that element. And I like that also not knowing the anonymity, even though it's not like that anymore so much.
Now that you all have Facebook pages.
Yeah, but I don't look anything like my glam shot picture anyway, so nobody ever recognized it. We're on the website, so it's cool.
Those are kind of funny when they redid the show.
Everybody was like,
recently.
Do you own a black t-shirt?
We all look like models.
Yeah. Like,
no, they brought us clothes.
Who did those?
This awesome fashion photographer, okay?
And Terry with the glasses and stuff.
Well, those are his glasses.
Those are his glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they look good, but he's like with the...
Well, because...
I think he's doing one of these. Like.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure. But whatever, you know. Theater of the mind. So,
but yeah, that's your. I haven't been on the site in a while, but it's still all the black t-shirts and jeans. Is that
no?
No, it's black and white.
Black and white.
Black
now?
And white now. So
like
it's cool. It's really artsy.
The,
it is.
But the old shoots. The
were
old
black t-shirts.
Black t-shirts and
we
jeans.
We had to bring our own. Yes.
Okay.
When I was on Virgin, they were like white shirt. Who owns a white shirt?
Nobody.
It was really annoying.
Yeah, but
okay,
that's the photo shoot that I always thought of because I was just sort of like music people wear jeans and black t-shirts.
Yeah.
Now they got all fancy on us.
Now you have.
So we've been laughing about them ever since, but we all like our pictures, so works out.
Looks good.
And nobody recognizes me on the street, so it's perfect.
You guys moved. How long have you been in the new studios now?
It'll be a year in September.
Yeah.
Where did they move?
They were because they used to be on Fort here. And
I was like in my head, they're still in Fort.
No.
It's like part of the
history.
Yeah, but it was just like for broadcasting live from the corner of Fort. Like, it was even in like the call sign stuff.
I know.
Like, yeah.
What's the corner?
We miss
now?
Those
like
days.
René Lévesque.
Papineau.
There it is. Yeah, it's like closer to the village now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's practically in the village.
It's not Fort.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not that.
But I've been to both places and like they certainly look.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
But. We miss our home.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, a lot of people that have worked there have been there.
Over there.
I know. And there was mold, I swear.
Like if I won a prize at Shome, I would absolutely be like at Fort and St. Gather, be like, where did I go? Like, I wouldn't even check. Like, I will now.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But, like, I'm saying if I won a prize.
Well, people don't even want to win prizes now because it's so far to pick up movie tickets.
They're like, oh, just come down to the How studios. We're now back in Papineau. And you're like,
oh, I mean, I think stuff. It's pretty. Well, it depends what it is. Movie tickets, I think they put out, maybe put you on, email them to you now. They've made it a little bit easier.
A lot of email tickets and stuff.
Like. I think so. I don't really know what goes on. Esteban deals with that. In case you don't know, he's our producer. I know you guys know that, but.
You know Esteban and I went to high school together?
I do, and he was supposed to come today.
Really?
Well, yeah, I didn't remind him. I didn't invite him. No, but he said, he said, oh, maybe I'll swing by, and I said, yeah.
I was trying to keep him out of the loop.
Oh, you were?
Truth be told.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I see him enough.
You and Esteban, after the feud.
Yeah. I don't know. Was it which feud?
No, I don't think so.
I don't even know.
It was probably like a Twitter fight.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I was correct.
Over facts, yeah.
Might have been one of the people that Walter hasn't gotten into a...
No.
But he had good things to say about your podcast. That's another reason I'm here.
Really?
Yeah.
Esteban's a
listener? Has Esteban ever been on the podcast?
No.
But he said good things.
We're episode what? Oh, you know what we could tell you?
What?
We're the number three podcast.
We are the number three
That
podcast.
Was a recent development.
That's awesome.
Number
congratulations.
Three. Montreal voted number three podcast.
Number three.
That's amazing.
And we're behind two podcasts that put a lot of effort into their podcast.
A lot of production.
I feel like
not that this isn't a lot of effort.
No, you bring your laptop and on this little table.
We're behind Edge of
the City. Have done this anywhere, by the way.
I know.
Except for outdoors because of the wind.
Oh, okay.
But like, that makes sense. You pick up shitty wind on the mics. Even then, if it was not windy, probably could do it outdoors.
Could have sat in one of those like alcoves downtown on some of those hobo spikes and stuff.
Yeah. I've always sort
I like
of
this.
Yeah, I've always sort of thought about doing one like from the mountain or something.
The mountain?
Just to be like super lazy on a Sunday,
it would
like
work.
When the Thames are going on.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be awful.
It'd be too loud.
No, if you're far enough, not like next to the Thames.
Yeah.
Like you go up the
There's
hill.
Just no parking.
Closer to the LARPers, like up the hill. The southern.
Okay. All right. Or how about
whatever.
Beaver Lake?
Yeah.
Then.
Or something. Anyway, I'm saying we could do it outside if it wasn't windy, but probably not.
Anyways, this is good. I have my vodka soda.
There you go. Boom.
Sitting in
That's the other
air
thing, too, is this
I'm
is a bar.
It's a bar.
Awesome.
So, like, if this were to be at, like, one of our houses, there'd be...
Well, there'd still be drinks.
Yeah. Like, at my house, it would just be a wide, wide variety of gin and not
Also,
a lot
I
else.
Feel it'd be gauche. Like, I mean, I've met Heather on a couple of occasions, but I feel it'd be weird to be like, hey, come do this podcast in my living room. Like,
well, I assumed
I like
it would
this
be
is a neutral,
at one of your.
This
like,
is a neutral location.
I clearly don't make good decisions because I would have just come to your house.
we've also had a number of people. Walter once brought a surprise guest to my house, which was super fun because he basically just invited someone to my house.
Yeah,
who?
Without telling him. I said I was just coming to hang out.
Yeah, well, no, it's because we didn't have. Okay.
Oh no, we were gonna.
We didn't have a Christmas episode, so we're like, okay, well, just like we didn't have a guest, and it was Christmas time, and everybody was busy with the holidays, so it was like, okay, we'll kind of do like this like bullshit retrospective thing. So it's like more of a placeholder because you're. Listeners are used to downloading every week.
Okay.
It's like every Thursday or every two Thursdays.
Yeah, Keith and I were just going to shoot the shit. We're just going to have
a
couple
like,
drinks.
Okay, there's just going to be a podcast, so if someone's looking for the Thursday podcast,
it's there.
It's there.
All right.
It probably won't do well because it'll just be Walter and I shooting the shit. And then, like, someone just, like, calls and buzzes in. Walter's like, who is it?
Oh, my God. Who
like,
could that be?
I was like, and I was expecting people later in the evening. I was like, I don't know, like, maybe one of my friends, whatever. And
no.
then one of
it
the.
It was a professional
an
wrestler.
Indie professional wrestler just shows up.
No.
Yeah.
Not the green person.
Not the green fan, although he has been on this podcast.
He freaks me out.
He's great. He's a great guy.
He's
no,
so
he is.
Yeah.
And I've seen him without the mask, which shocked me because he does not look anything like I would have thought.
Yes.
Also, he left me his autograph last time in the studio. I wasn't there, so that was cool.
He's a sweetheart.
He's quite
nice. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He actually is.
Yeah.
I did not expect.
That's often the case. You'd be surprised.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Well, under masks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's
well,
weird.
One of the things that he talked about is because he does hardcore wrestling, right? Like he does like the glass tubes in the face and all that stuff.
Oh.
And he was like, if I had been doing that my entire career without the mask, I probably wouldn't be looking so great anymore.
Oh, so he knows he has a good face.
Yeah, he's like,
and he has a day job.
And he has a day job.
What does he do during the day?
I don't know if we should.
I don't know if we can talk about it.
Yeah, okay, well, you
this.
Tell
we're
me.
We're gonna
later.
Kill the fiction. Yeah, but
I'm dying to know though.
But he does have a day job, and that's saving Canada by force from. Forces.
Yeah.
Evil forces.
Evil forces.
Yes.
With glass tubes to the face. No, I get it. Mm-hmm. Not really interesting. I like UFC.
UFC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We almost got run over, my girlfriend and I, my fiance and I, we almost got run over by George St. Pierre the other day.
That's awesome.
I kid you not.
Walter was in the commercial with George St.
And
Pierre.
I was once in a commercial with George
That's
St. Pierre.
That's very cool.
We went to the...
he was polishing him.
His body?
Yeah, I was, and it wasn't polished. Anyway.
I like that visual, though.
He was definitely polishing George St. Pierre.
Yeah, so we were in the old port. We had gone to the Cirque du Soleil, and then we're like crossing the street, and this like black SUV like stops right before.
Oh my god! Off.
And I look up because I'm about to yell at who's driving, and it's George St. Pierre.
Did he recognize you?
No. Did he recognize
me? But imagine he was like, "Hey, Polish man," and just like drives away, and you're like, "Aw, GSP."
Was he apologetic?
No, because he didn't actually almost run us over. He did stop where he needed to, but anyway.
What was a black SUV coming at you? Probably screeching
bit.
On his brakes.
There was like some dudes in the car that were having a good time. I didn't want to make a big deal about it. It was fine.
But imagine if you would, like, did.
Yeah.
Would you have sued?
Then you stepped out of the car and you're like, shit.
God, I know. If you'd just taken one of the kneecaps for the team.
Come on.
You'd have a really nice studio right now.
Just shove them and you're like, smiling, huge smile, just boom.
You guys get a pretty decent rotation of guests coming in, like especially
the
summer
do.
For like when it gets to festival season. You guys get more guests coming in.
Yeah, we have guests all the time. Terry's very hooked up.
Oh my god,
he knows a lot of people.
There's a lot of people.
A lot of people want to come in and talk to him, so it's good.
I forgot the singer of Jethro Tull.
Ian Anderson.
Ian Anderson. I was like Ian McKellen. And
I was
like, nope,
show him a little
that's
bit.
That's the actor.
That's
like,
the fact checker.
That's the actor. But yeah, Ian Anderson was, I think, one of my favorite show guests because in terms of a guy who just...
Was I there that day?
I don't know if you were there. But either way, but in terms of a guy who just, like, kind of didn't give a fuck. Like, but, like, in a good way. Like, he was just, like, way more into having a conversation than, like, plugging his show or whatever. He was, like, super chill, super relaxed, talking about music, talking about whatever, but not just, like, come to Place des Arts at 8 o'clock for my show.
Yeah, no.
Like,
no,
he was just not caring about that element.
That was
he seemed
a long time ago.
Really relaxed. Maybe this is the fall, I think.
Yeah,
it was
I
when
vaguely
they were playing,
remember.
They were when they were playing Place des Arts last time they were here.
Cool.
Top
yeah.
of your head, who have been some of your favorite
all-time
guys?
Faves?
Besides Green Phantom. And Mike Patterson.
And Walter, you've been on the show.
I have been on the show.
Well,
but I don't
Mike
think,
Patterson.
I don't think you were there the time I showed up, actually.
I wasn't.
I showed up
I
with,
wasn't.
With Phantom and
with
Patterson.
Phantom and Patterson,
no.
Yes.
No. Was I there with
yes.
the two?
Yes. Patterson shows, yes.
No, I was there just with Patterson.
All of them friends
oh,
of the show.
Okay.
I think Patterson... No, Kyle passed Patterson.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Patterson's one of my favorites.
Patterson's been
energy
on our show
is...
three times, and he always hijacks it.
Well, of course. His energy is awesome, though.
We had him and Massimo on the same episode, and Walter and I could have just left.
That's the worst when someone hijacks your show.
So apart from the locals, like any...
We
you
had...
can go way back. You can go to Chattanooga. You can go to Jackson.
Jackson, I didn't really get... I didn't get a lot of guests in Jackson. Chattanooga was a lot
of... Do you have any of the Carter
of...
family?
Sorry?
Any of the Carter family, maybe? Make another Jackson reference.
I was going to say, I actually did. Are you talking about Backstreet Boy Carter family?
No, June Carter. Like
sadly, that's
Johnny,
what
Johnny Cash's wife.
I actually did have one of the Carters.
Well, there you go.
Younger,
so there you go.
One.
That Carter,
Carter.
I wish.
They're all related.
No, but they don't live in Jackson. They weren't
Aaron
from
or
Jackson.
Nick?
Aaron.
Aaron's playing Montreal,
he was actually
eh?
Very nice.
He's playing the Nuit Blanche for La Ronde.
No, he isn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is.
Wow, his career is really tanked. Poor
Tim, and there's someone else. Like, fuck, what's that fucking band? Like, Forgetting Webster or something?
Oh, Down with Webster.
Down with Webster.
I actually like them.
Anyway, it's Down with Webster and Aaron Carter are playing the La Ronde Nuit Blanche.
They do everything. Down with Webster opens for everything.
Well,
whatever. They don't care.
They're getting paychecks.
I seen them open for Snoop Dogg, which is weird. Like,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I feel like the Baja Men could also be on that bill.
Shut up. I kind of like that one song.
The Who Let the Dogs
yeah,
Out.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
The only
the
song.
Only,
I don't know that.
One hit. What? What?
I know that.
I'm like, really? You need to watch Good Morning Vietnam and
I know,
listen to
I know,
Baja Men
I know
immediately.
The Baja Men.
Tonight.
You're going to have a homework assignment. Watch Good Morning Vietnam, listen to Who Let the Dogs Out.
Simultaneously, concurrently.
Kim Mitchell, amazing.
I'm gonna get in on the Strom request on Friday. Be like, Baja Men.
Oh my god, yeah.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, we totally
guilty
have
pleasure.
That in our system. I'm not allowed to play anything I want.
Because I've heard your suggestions.
They're all good.
They're off an air supply though.
Because until I get it, I won't stop.
Your love for Air Supply is one of my favorite things.
I love it.
No, I'm good, man.
Are you allowed to do that in the middle of the podcast?
Yeah, we'll just keep talking.
Guess who edits it? I do. And I also don't edit this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, now that Keith's gone. Okay.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, so the guilty pleasure thing.
Yeah, Air Supply. I really want to play cheesy REO Speedwagon. I'm not allowed.
But you have gotten a couple of REO Speedwagons.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that, too.
Not the ones I wanted. I've had to kind of... compromise.
There was one that was played relatively recently. and it really made my morning.
Are You a Speedwagon?
Yeah.
We've played Roll with the Changes.
Yeah, that one. Rolling with the Changes.
Yes, but that's more rocky, and a classic rock station could get away with playing that without it being too crazy.
Because Too Tall even plays that at noon sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to play other things, like Keep on Loving You and things of that nature.
Right.
Like really cheesy. That's a guilty pleasure to me.
I don't
show.
Have a big knowledge of REO.
I want to or Can't Fight This Feeling.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Something like that. But my boss and Terry Vito, also Esteban gets on that bandwagon,
you're,
the Vito bandwagon. I'm mistreated.
You're outvoted too often. Like you need
all the time.
You need a friend in there.
I do. So that happened. I suggested Neil Diamond. That was definite no.
Really?
Yeah.
There's so much Neil Diamond that could be played.
I agree.
I feel like some, yeah, and even in what you were just saying, like passing for almost rock, like
yeah,
because I mean, I don't want to get into like what's on the current loop or what do you call it, the current loop, but
the rotation.
But there's some stuff there that I'm like that's kind of dubious in terms of the where we are.
We are.
George.
It's all
good.
That's okay.
That was George.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hey, George.
Yeah, no, I agree, but if Rouge is playing it. We're not allowed.
Rouge?
Yes, you know the French station.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
are they in the same ownership there?
Yes, same building, but
is that an actual rule?
No, it's just that's their format.
Which is what?
AC, it's called.
Okay.
Adult contemporary kind of, you know, like soft rock ish.
Right.
So they would play Neil Diamond, and they would play. So if I suggest one of those, they'll say that's too AC.
But I thought, okay, and this is where now I have a. And I've spoken to Catherine, and if she shows up later, she will attest to the amount of times that I've gone off on the whole guilty pleasure
it
format.
It should not be called guilty pleasure.
That's what I'm saying. Because
we've discussed
guilty
this.
Pleasure, mm-hmm. What we're saying right now,
would
all these
be
things should be guilty,
guilty
pleasures.
Pleasures.
That's
I
what
totally
a guilty pleasure
agree.
Is.
But they don't want you to turn the radio off if you're listening to Shom and you hear Air Supply.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, or whatever. So, it's a fine line. So, I agree. The name should be changed.
Okay.
Let's give you a note.
What's the
yes, I saw.
What's the most
secrets don't make friends.
No, it's just
it
not. It's
just kidding.
It's just like a
here's what really happened. Sorry to interrupt. I just realized I did not put money in the machine, so I ran out and I did not
the
get
meter?
A ticket. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Did not
lucky.
Get a ticket
Keith
for the first
the most
time.
Parking tickets out of anybody
in history.
It's the worst.
This is the message that he passed me. I don't understand what it's about.
I ordered a beer
it's
and then I was like, oh fuck, hold on, and I ran out of the bar. And then
the bartender
I don't
that.
Hold on unless I know what I'm grabbing at. Wait, the bartender is a dude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's that kind of dude, so it's all right.
Of course, he's that kind of dude.
Did you tell him to hold on at some point?
Yeah, I ordered the beer and then was like, "Fuck, hold on!" When I realized I hadn't paid my parking, and ran into the bar and he just stuck that to my beer.
He's a character. And this is really like a character thing to do.
Yeah,
exactly. I kind of like it.
And the best part is he was like on his way out, and I was like, "There's a note on my beer."
I mean, he took the time. The only
well,
thing that would have made it more awesome is if he would have put a KCCO on it.
KCCO. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That
I know.
That would have made it awesome.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
We would have taken a picture and we would have sent it in and we would have made it to Dar.
So somehow.
Explain KCCO to me.
Heather and I spend an obscene amount of time.
And
on
you
the
call
chat,
me out every time I take
awesome.
Some content from there. You call me out.
It's so it's but like not in a bad way. I'm just
no,
like,
but
I just chive
well, it
on
sounds
or,
salty because it's probably in the morning when you're on the way to work.
But I'm just like throwing a chive on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the chive.
Yes.
Heather
yes.
and I just spent a whole shit ton of time on the chai.
Yeah, well, and the berry. I'm a huge fan of the berry.
I don't.
Too.
Yeah, I don't. Do
the I berry skip either. A lot of it because it's too girly.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't go on there.
But then also, I find the chive sometimes it's like the college stuff that's just too stupid.
But you'll be. I'll have you know, and this is God's honest truth is I actually prefer on the chive like the regular galleries as opposed to like the girls in skimpy clothes galleries.
Yeah, I don't usually.
I mean, I'll check out those obviously.
Sure.
Because,
sure.
You know, after a while, you run out of the other galleries. But,
you know.
Yeah.
Like Playboy for the articles, yeah. They're there.
I feel though, at the end of the day, I'd be creeped out though, because like I feel there's kind of like a conservative element that I don't know though, because there's a lot of like the gun stuff and
what?
The military stuff.
Yeah, I don't find it conservative.
I feel maybe there would, but
it's
then
America.
Again, there's like yeah, like yeah.
And that stuff is just how it is.
Yeah,
it's part of it.
Do you,
yeah.
ever, you ever go on the chive?
No.
You go. Keith is more of a Reddit guy, which
yeah.
is kind of like.
Oh, I like. Oh, that's
yeah,
okay. That's all right.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, Keith is a Reddit dude, so that's like
I
that's
like Reddit,
that's kind of like a yes. hardcore chive.
But here's the thing with Reddit,
that's less
they
accessible.
Compile a lot of Reddit stuff. The chive is more underground. Reddit, you'll find I find things on all different sites. Huffington Post from Reddit.
Yeah, but that's a good no. Well, Reddit's a link aggregator. And what Reddit will do is you can go to a subreddit like something like guns, and it'll be links from everywhere about guns.
Okay, that's cool.
So that's why
I
like,
never actually go straight to Reddit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's it. Because Reddit's just linking you to other sites, but it's like by topic.
Oh, I like that.
So if you're like, so if you were into like classic rock, there'll be a subreddit of classic rock.
A lot of great surveys on Reddit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
I use quite often.
Yeah, I think there's been a couple of contests yeah. that you've done, but chive-based contests, and I was like, and I hear them like, I'm like, I could win the shit out of this. Like, I read this article
yesterday.
Just read
this on the way to work.
Yeah.
Having a good time. I really feel this is just reminiscing about Walter's tweets in the morning.
Chive.
Do follow.
And the fact that he's a fact checker.
Yeah. And you're a fat checker.
And that Gypsy's racist.
I'm,
and so is Chintzy. I've learned a lot.
I'm, Walter, you know, to be fair, I my day job is at a newspaper, so so I should. Are you a fact checker though? I'm not, but I feel like I should,
should be.
Like, I don't feel like I apply these rigorous standards to my own work. Like,
yeah, maybe
I was
going
to ask Heather a question related to our last podcast.
Shoot.
Do when you reply to Walter, do you are you like, why is your Twitter handle so long? You're wasting all my characters with your stupid Twitter
handle.
It's
really
handle.
Not that long.
Like,
have you
how
seen
long is,
at Wally Goodtimes?
It is pretty long, actually,
Leland's
now that you've
is
oral
turpitude.
Yeah, that's also super long. When
it
you ever...
does take up a lot of space. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Ours is at 9to5cc. It's five characters.
What's yours again? Yours
although
is...
mine's my name, so is
yours,
mine
yours
longer?
Yours is Heather B. On Air.
No, it's not anymore. It's Heather Backman now. I changed it.
When?
Oh, snap.
Oh, have you been tweeting at Heather B. On Air?
I think so.
I think I haven't got
you just thought
tweets.
That Walter stopped tweeting
I haven't
much.
Gotten any tweets from Walter lately.
Update your list,
no
your contacts.
Wonder. Yeah, I changed it to my name because I just thought it would be less confusing.
That's like one of six
but
like,
I didn't tell anyone.
Twitter handles that I know. Like, I'm so rarely on Twitter. Like, you're like one
so
of the only
maybe
people
wonder
that
I haven't gotten your tweet.
So I, need to
I get them
your...
on the Shom site.
Right.
You definitely at Shom also when
oh,
you
yeah.
fact check.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm the one that manages that. So
I want Shom to know.
Yeah, no, I know because it's me.
That's the worst. So, Walter, what are...
Where are we at?
I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking.
Oh, I got it. Here's the thing. So this show is called, and I don't know how this is gonna work out for you, but this show is called Go Plug Yourself because
yep.
the idea is that
I like the
right.
Yeah, I like
yep.
it.
The idea
it's there.
Is that the guests.
It is. They're walking the line.
The guests come on, and they usually often have something to plug.
Now
beyond there. Plugging the show on Morning Show, which you're more than welcome to plug.
No, I mean
whether that actually needs plugging, I don't know, but. Is there like do you have like a thing coming up? Is there like a special occasion? Something you'll be a part of? Something that like the morning show will be involved with that you want to that you'd like to plug, as it were?
No, the only thing I've got coming
nope.
up is nope.
Nope.
Okay, so I'm gonna go.
Okay. Yeah.
I did have stuff. I did this Decalogue thing recently for
what
my
kind
brother,
of thing?
Big sisters. Decalogue. I thought
oh,
was,
this is the mount. This is the climbing thing.
Yes. I thought Decalogue was the French word for rappelling.
Kay.
So I thought it was rappelling. But it's not. It's an Australian thing. It's a military thing. And you go down the building face first. So
like face first with your feet down?
Yes.
Like, so you're like walking forwards down a...
Basically, you're walking
Spider-Man.
Down a building.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, my God. It was
horrifying.
Terrifying. Absolutely
so it is like
terrifying.
Rappelling, but rappelling face first. Sort of. But you
yes.
wouldn't... Okay.
Scary as hell.
I'm trying
oh
to
my God.
Picture it.
Which building?
It was awful. I mean, not and also invigorating at the same time.
But mostly awful.
But mostly awful. But it's a good cause. So, we did it, you know, okay, when you do Decalogue, it's not the same as rappelling. They usually don't do 20-story buildings.
Yes.
They do shorter ones. So, this one was the Courtyard Marriott in Ville Saint-Laurent.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's close
so
to where
I work. So, it was seven stories.
Okay.
Didn't think, I was like, oh, it's just seven stories. But then I got up there, and they said, don't look down. But then I looked
right.
down, because how do you not look down?
You want face first.
Right.
You're pointed downward.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the hardest part is getting your legs over the edge, because you got to sit
yeah.
on the ledge. So I couldn't. I was like the second one to go, and I had the camera on and everything for the website. And he said, all right, get your leg over. I said, no. All the people behind me, it's for charity. And I had a panic attack almost. Well, kind of. And so anyway, I ended up doing it. I did it twice and got it done.
So,
but
like,
I wish I could have promoted
so you
that.
Did it, because, you did it again.
Well, I did because I wanted to not I had to prove to myself that it wasn't a fluke the first time.
Okay.
So I had to know that I could do it.
Yeah.
And now I don't need to do it ever again, except they kind of think I'm coming back next year, so I may end up doing it again, in all honesty.
Charity.
Well, maybe by next year you'll have forgotten about how
probably not.
How terrifying it is.
Yep, nope. But I'm not supposed to be saying it was terrifying because we want people to.
I mean,
invigorating.
I think if you don't, if you hear about this and you don't think it's terrifying, I think there's something wrong with you. Like,
yeah, like yeah, I guess so. And had I known it was face first, I may not have signed up. But
so there's a little bit of a like, you're, this is a little informative if you're signing up for something.
You're signing up for ES. You might want to read about it and look into it. I didn't ask questions. Ask questions.
Yeah, it's like rebelling, but you're going down the rope. Sounds
first.
Good. Yeah, face so first. Why was yeah. this not
why,
clear?
Yeah, why? Is, yes, why?
Could have been so much clearer.
Mm. Anyway, yeah, it? So no, they were, and they have sites actually all over Montreal, so if you're interested in doing this, decalad.com, well, I don't know.
Under the Go Plug Yourself team building?
Hold no.
You guys should do it.
I'm fine with our team building excursions consisting mainly of drinking.
Of going to,
all right, but you can
going to Lake
these.
George and drinking.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Which Walter ruined.
Live a little. Come
because
on.
Because that's it. We need alternate this year because you're getting married on our Lake George excursion.
You're
weekend.
Getting married?
Yes.
Oh, you did say fiance.
Yes.
So that
I
would
said girlfriend
mean.
And then I said fiance.
When's your wedding?
October.
Nice. Nice. You started planning?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is it a big thing? Some people.
It's not a big thing. It's not a big thing, but yeah, it's mostly planned, I think.
Where is it?
Keith, you want to help me out?
Well, I'm not invited.
Yeah, like in Lachine. You want it?
I mean, sure, but I was totally kidding.
If you want an invite.
Walter could call some people and make it happen.
He calls some people. Your
fiance. I've had a lot of no's, so.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
maybe it's because you fact-checked their tweets.
Maybe.
No, congratulations.
I feel like you're only asking for an invite because I fact-checked.
Wow. Wow.
I don't, that makes no sense.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hit five questions, Walter? Is there
are we up to five questions already?
We're like 40-some-odd minutes.
Is it called rapid fire?
No. It's not really rapid fire. It actually often ends up dragging out and being kind
of. This is why we have to do it. We have to do it like it takes a
before
it's the same. Yeah, exactly. It's the same three questions to every guest.
Okay.
And then it's a question from our previous guest, and then you.
I actually just had one topic that I wanted to get to, like one legit question. So you were in Ohio.
Yep.
Before you did the the Shelm thing, right?
Yes.
And how did that work out? Like, so, like, had you ever worked with or known Terry previous to that?
No, I did not.
Not at all.
No.
Okay. So and so see, because I was just wondering about that because like you know when Terry came back to do that, like that was kind of like a big deal. They made a big deal about
it.
It
was
right.
Yeah.
And so you're getting. So you're asked to do this.
Yeah, I didn't want to be honest. I was very happy. No, nothing. I love Terry, and it was the best move I've made.
That's the only quote we're going to use from this.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't want
to
be
honest. No, but you know, he knows that.
In the quote.
Yeah.
Heather B. says, I didn't want to do the morning show,
to be honest. No, well, they didn't tell me who it was, obviously. I was very happy in Ohio. I had a great job. I was looking to do mornings. I was. That was my goal. But I wasn't quite ready to leave yet. Everything was going very well. I'd been there 10 months, and I wasn't quite ready. And they sent an email, and they said, hey, you know, can you come to Montreal? Management did. And they said, can you come to Montreal and meet somebody and keep it under wraps and whatever.
On the DL.
So, I'm not sure because I was getting my American citizenship, and I couldn't leave the country.
Previously didn't have American citizenship?
I didn't. I had a green card.
Okay.
My mom is
Even
American.
Even though you grew up over there?
I was born here, though.
Right.
So I grew up there, but I had my
work there,
a green card. Yeah.
Okay.
My mom got his green cards.
Because mornings are the 9 o'clock time slot at TV show, right? Like you put all it's your Game of Thrones slot.
Yeah, basically.
Like it's most listeners are in the mornings, but
for the
most part.
And next is afternoons, but mornings is just a completely different. I was doing afternoons in Cleveland.
Because I mean, it seems to me that like every radio station is like so and so in the morning is like the top.
Yeah.
The top bill
slot.
Is your morning crew.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So that's why
so
it's an extra lure.
Yeah, of course. But, you know.
You also don't have to live in Ohio anymore.
I loved Ohio. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but Montreal.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, different. Totally different. So, yeah, they had me come down, and I said, all right, fine. Let me check with my lawyer or whatever. I came down. I did the interview, and I still wasn't 100%. Because I had a good job, keep in mind, you know.
Right.
So you don't want to leave a good thing for an unknown thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know him. And we met, and he was awesome. The interview changed my mind because he was just amazing. Not what I would have expected from a veteran, and I've told him this, of 30 years, who's talking to basically some chick he has no idea, who's a baby in his mind, you know, and I really liked what he had to say, so
you guys do like a test broadcast to see how your banter is?
We did, so then the next step, they said, hey, then I think it was a couple weeks later, they said, hey, come back and do a test. Which was kind of useless anyways.
A test for, like, how does that work?
But, yeah, I guess
we
just
no audience?
Studio. You pretend
you pretend you're on the radio.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I want to hear that.
it, Yeah, I have no idea.
You should have done it like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just like weird out like some like taxi drivers.
Terrence already moved here, so he was going to start alone regardless, so it didn't matter, you know. So anyway, I had to fly back and do that.
All right.
And, rest, so, and it's been a while now. You've been, I feel you've been on morning.
Yeah, it was an adjustment. It's like an arranged marriage, kind of. You know, I was used to being alone for
that's
10
the second
years.
Quote we're going to use.
Well, yes. I didn't want to do it.
It's like an arranged marriage.
It is.
Heather B on Morning's Rock.
That should be a splitter. I'm just a ray of sunshine.
And then so, maybe round the whole quote package out with some stuff on gypsies, but anyway.
Gypsies not racist.
I didn't know I was racist until now.
Do you want to do it? 5 questions?
Yeah, let's do 5 questions.
All right. So the here are the 3 questions that are the same to every guest. Yeah, we already kind of crossed this, unless there was a... So before radio host, what did you want to be when you grew up?
So before, that was it.
Before you saw... Yeah, exactly. But before you saw Good Morning Vietnam. Like
a
like,
vet. I wanted to be a vet.
When you because of Good Morning
an
Vietnam,
an army vet or like an animal vet?
No.
Yeah, that was my. I was like because of the Good Morning Vietnam. I was like, no. You wanted to be a veteran.
I wanted to be a vet. Yeah, I even went. I actually because my dad told me radio was stupid, and I was stupid for wanting to do it. but he's my biggest supporter, which is hilarious. But at the time, he said, "You're an idiot." Right.
Shout out to Mr. B.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know about Heather's dad?
No.
Yeah.
So
how would I?
Oh, you would. If, yeah.
Oh, Mr. B. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, he's been on the show a couple times.
Couple times?
Numerous times. He drunk dials me. Anyways, nice. That's besides the point. So Mr. B was not thrilled.
I wanted to get that too.
So I went to a high school that is called a magnet school in the States, and or in California anyway, and it was at a zoo, actually. And I thought I was going to go be a vet.
Hmm. That's not bad. So yeah. Do you still have like a love of animals? That?
Yeah, I love animals, but... I don't think any more than the next person that likes animals.
Pets?
I don't know.
Do you have any pets?
No, because
she travels a lot.
Right. That's a big commitment.
Maybe a chinchilla?
No, but they're fluffy and soft.
And they travel well.
They do. But I'm thinking rabbit more. I've always wanted one.
And if ever you stop loving it, you could eat it.
That's true.
I actually can't.
Good point.
Because it's not bad.
Skin it myself.
Make a stew.
No, I would never.
All right. Question dose.
I almost did your gagging noise.
Who's the greatest person of all time?
Oh my god.
You can't think too hard. You gotta be like the first name that popped into your head.
Well, it's too late. Now I'm thinking. It's like, don't look down.
Yeah, but just go, come on. Like, put 5 seconds on the clock, Walter.
No. Of all time?
Of all time. You're now, you see, this is, you're thinking too hard.
I know.
It's gotta be, because if you think too much. What are you doing, Walter?
God, I guess I'd say, you know, my dad.
That's not bad. My dad,
yeah. He's been... Did we say
the person could be living or dead?
Yeah, it could be living or dead. It says all time. So
yeah, they could be dead.
Did we say it was living or dead?
No, but...
Yeah, no, I feel like I wouldn't be...
Past or present.
I wouldn't be
I'm down with your dad.
Him.
No one's ever answered their dad.
I wouldn't be
delightful.
Here if it wasn't for him,
I think someone's
like...
answered their mom before. A professional
Jared.
Wrestler once answered their
Aww,
mom.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Even though he thought the radio thing was stupid at first? But he came around pretty quick, I'm guessing.
He did, very
right.
quickly.
Okay.
As soon as he heard me on college radio, it was like, the first show I did, he said, okay.
Awesome.
And he drove me to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, that's great.
I feel like my dad would be super proud of me. If I ever ended up on the radio, because he was a really big fan of WKRP.
No.
Like, yeah, my dad was like a huge WKRP fan, and if I ever got on the radio, he'd be like, "You did it, son."
I feel like
they have to
stopped
hear
being
you.
On pretend internet radio.
Well, that's they have to hear you. Okay, all right.
You graduated to real.
It's the
radio.
Way in the future.
Exactly.
I feel like my dad would be proud of me if I got on the radio because it'd be a step above community journalism. So.
Oh.
All right.
All right, question the third.
Third.
What is the worst fashion choice you've ever made?
Birkenstocks. Ooh, I don't know. That's tough.
You're really quick on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But also, in high school, I was gangster, so I'm talking like
was
huge
this in LA?
Jeans. Yes, obviously.
All right.
In the 90s. And huge T-shirts and the long braided belts and my hair slicked back. That was really poor. It was a really poor choice.
Like the super slicked hair.
Oh, my
what
God.
What inspired that?
I thought
hip-hop in L.A.?
Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely. All my friends were just... I looked like a boy. It
I feel like you can go to regions of Los Angeles and kids are dressed exactly like that right now.
Probably.
Maybe the jeans got a little bit skinnier because of
not if you're a gangster.
Yeah, but Jay-Z doesn't wear his super baggy anymore.
And that's Jay-Z, true, you're right.
They're still
baggy, but a bit skinnier saggy.
Yeah, exactly. Still saggy. Yeah. But the comically big jeans, that's not so much hip-hop.
I'm talking double extra-large sweatsuits in college, okay?
Was your high school experience at all like the film Dangerous Minds?
No, not at all. All
right.
Because
I feel like your description is, I'm thinking that you were a cross between one of the students from Dangerous Minds and Michelle Pfeiffer. Part student.
That's accurate.
Part Michelle
Pfeiffer. Yeah, no, that is pretty accurate. Okay. Yeah. That's impressive.
It's like Catwoman. Shit.
Part Halle Berry Catwoman. Part. No, I see now I'm getting
Hathaway?
A little bit racist again.
You know what I watched? No. I watched the first 10 or 15 minutes of the Halle Berry Catwoman film and was like, well,
it's awful. No, it's awful, but she's hot.
She is.
She is hot.
And who's the dude in it? Mark.
It's Benjamin Bratt.
I like him. But he does cheesy movies.
He was in Law and Order, though. Was it Benjamin Bratt or the other guy? I think it was Benjamin.
It was Benjamin. I think it was Benjamin Bratt.
Well, it's like also the, you know, the whole Bryan Singer hates Halle Berry thing?
No.
Bryan Singer hates
Halle
Berry.
Bryan Singer
from the X-Men, who did X-Men 1, 2, and the new one.
Love X-Men.
Hates Halle Berry.
Really?
Like, but finds her incredibly terrible to direct. She delivers lines poorly and everything else like that. Like, yeah.
Huh. She's just got to point her fingers at clouds and shit.
Count her lines in X-Men, Days of Future Past. I did. It's 4.
She has
4. I was like, she got to speak. 10 minutes past. She said, and they were talking about, like, over there is like a line.
She's
like
an Oscar winner, all right?
I
that
know.
One movie. What was it called?
Monster.
Really good.
Monster's Ball.
Ball.
That was amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except
there's that there's the Billy Bob Thornton sex scene, which like,
I was just
scars your eyeballs.
I actually liked that scene. I thought
it
was pretty intense.
It's tough to watch, though.
All right.
It's not a bad scene. It's just.
It's intense.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's stuff like that. Like, there's movies that you go see, and you're like, that was an amazing movie that I never want to see again.
Right. Scarred for life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was really great. I'd recommend it to a lot of people. I will never watch it again.
Oh, is it?
Monster's Ball was a little bit like that overall.
Well, literally, it was. Like, it's not one that I'm on that's on TV, and I'm like, ooh.
Ooh, Monster's Ball.
Yay,
is
I'm gonna
pee some popcorn.
I'm not going out tonight.
So relaxing.
Exactly.
Now I'm getting worried because I know we're coming up with question 4 and I can't remember who our last guest. Oh, it was Alafrance, so it's going to be not a terrible question.
It's not a terrible question.
Okay, good, because sometimes you lucked out because sometimes we'll get guests will go out of their way to give the most awkward, terrible question they can for the next guest. And they never know who it could be. So
that's rude.
I think our
all-time our all-time greatest answer still needs to be
Who?
All-time greatest answer was, there are 2 of them, was Michael Mando's super intense question about getting arrested and with the cops. And
right.
And we were just sort of like the question was just sort of like, what was the most trouble you got in with the cops? And his was like a super intense, like, guns out situation.
No.
We're like, what is happening?
We were not expecting this.
Shit got real.
Yeah, we're usually like, ha-ha, I got pulled over or something. And also, who's the guy who does...
I don't remember 90% of our guests.
Bullet in the head, the movie guy.
Oh, Griff, no. Yeah, Fallon?
Fallon.
Yeah.
John Fallon's thing about having anal sex with a girl in clown makeup.
I said we were going to keep it. We were going to
I'm sorry.
No.
Also got way out
I'm not easily
I'm
offended.
I'm so sorry.
So why was she in clown makeup? Because
she was into weird shit and he was just down for anything.
No, dudes normally are, but I just want to know... the clown thing, what that was about.
I think that was her thing.
I think it was her thing.
I know.
She liked costumes.
All right.
I think. He was into movies, or he's in movies.
I say to each his own.
So all that being said, the question you're about to get, I think,
not one of those questions.
Not one of those.
Alafrance wants to ask you, if you could alter the sport of bowling in any way, what would it be?
That was his question?
Ugly shoes. Those shoes are hideous. And they're gross, and you have to wear other people's.
So are you saying
the shoe situation?
You'd like nicer shoes?
I would like to just wear my shoes that
I
have on.
You'd like to be able to wear your own shoes.
I would like you to fix the lanes so that they're not slippery so I can wear my own shoes because also part of my outfit when I go bowling half the time.
But I feel you should wear clothes that are going to accompany terrible shoes.
Why? Why should you have to do that?
Which is annoying. And what if I don't have socks? What if, you know what I mean? And sometimes I'm in leggings and boots and then I have to take them off and wear bowling shoes which don't work because I don't like showing my calves when I'm in leggings, so...
There.
The whole shoe situation.
The shoe situation.
That's a fair question.
Also, lighter balls.
But like the 5 pounds are you still can, too like, heavy.
I can't find.
But do you like playing the big pins or the duck pins?
The big pins.
Right. Because you know if you play the duck pins and those.
Yeah, balls. But I can never find a 6 pound ball. I search and search and search, and I have to use an 8 pound, and my wrist hurts.
You should just buy your own. How often
I
do
don't
you
bowl,
bowl
that
anyway?
Much.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're talking about this so from the sound of like do you
well,
go bowling
I feel like
often.
Lately, I've gone a handful.
Is there like a show team?
No, there should be.
There should be. There should absolutely be a show team.
Where we get to wear our own shoes.
Yeah.
They can bowl against the Go Plug Yourself team.
Yeah.
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 Do you mean Leland?
Yeah.
That's it. Nice.
So now you get to ask your own question. Ask any
without knowing who our future guest is, because we don't.
Because we have no idea who's
coming. All right.
We book these week to week, let's be fair.
Okay. No, Walter was on top of it, though.
Yeah.
I found.
How?
You were
you were on top of it, booking me, I thought. You followed up. I said, all right, I'll get back to you. And he sent me a Facebook message. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm terrible at every other element of this show, but I do end up booking most of the guests.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. If you had to give up one of your senses, what would it be and why?
If you had to give up one of your senses, what would it be and why? Walter, go. While I write this down.
I'd say. It's tough. I was going to say, my first instinct was to say smell.
Same. I had the same thought.
But that's really tied in with taste and all that, the whole deal, and I really like eating. And so,
I know.
And then I was going to say vision, because that's what makes us superficial people.
But then you'd be blind.
And the chive would work out for me. Like,
the whole internet.
The whole internet. I was,
and you couldn't tweet? Well, you probably could tweet.
I could have
the braille, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They must have braille phones.
Yeah. I don't know. So what are the senses? There's smell.
Smell.
Vision.
Yeah.
Spell
hearing.
Hearing.
Sight and touch, I guess.
Yeah, it's five. Touch, scent, smell.
Keith, do you know right off the top?
Taste.
Didn't we?
I give up smell. Absolutely.
Smell and taste are different.
Like if you lose your sense of smell, things don't taste the same. Like when you have a cold, think about that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I would just probably have to alter what I eat a bit, and then be done.
I don't really think it's that easy, but all right. That's a good
attitude. I don't think
that's a good attitude.
Exactly. I don't think it's going to be that easy either. But no. To the prospect of giving up my vision, my hearing, all of my taste.
Yeah.
And my ability to touch.
All right.
It seems like the less.
No. You could touch. You just couldn't feel touch.
Yeah.
Right?
But like, think about that. You'd be like, bang, and just like knock things.
Yeah. If you hit something, you would know.
Well, I was thinking more about the sex factor, but
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
That, all
right.
That also,
what do you know off the top of your head? What yours would be?
I was good at taste only because then I'd be thin, like super thin all the time.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'll have a cracker.
I just wouldn't want to eat. I would only have to eat so I wouldn't die.
Exactly. And it could be like, what do you call it?
Who cares?
Like rice cakes.
Yeah, yes. It it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Like,
it'd be like filet.
Touch, you would just crash your car.
Yeah.
You'd have no idea how hard you were putting the pedal down.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
And you'd be like, oh, why am I accelerating so fast?
No, but you'd see it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have the feel.
You wouldn't. No.
Like the feel of a car is a big part of driving the car, and if you didn't have any sense of touch, you wouldn't feel it.
True, I
so
never thought of
you'd
that.
Be like incredibly dangerous behind the wheel if you had no sense of touch. Catherine is
fact checking this now, right?
Are you a fact checker also?
Yeah, you probably wouldn't drive.
You probably,
exactly.
This is who you
actually have her to thank. You have her to thank for my fact checking because she's the one that drives that lets me send in the fact checking tweets.
Thank you so much.
She's often telling me to stop doing what I'm doing. She's like, "Are you?"
Totally
she's like, "Are you
fine.
Tweeting them again?" I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm not." She's like, "Stop doing that."
I swear.
I see that show on your phone.
You know what? I'm gonna let her know every time.
Yeah. Yeah, you should.
You're going to be in trouble.
I have a problem.
Yeah, no, honestly, I don't mind. I'm like, oh, there's Walter.
In my head, it was you wake up one morning and you suddenly have lost the thing. That's how it was in my head. That's why you'd get into the car and crash it. Like, it wouldn't be like...
you wouldn't have time to plan.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You just wake up and one of your senses would be
gone. Oh, my God, that'd be horrible.
Yeah.
So where are we time-wise here, Keith?
We're pretty much at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
So we're
that went by so fast. That was fun.
Right?
Yeah, thanks.
I promised it wouldn't be the worst thing that you'd ever done. I think I said I promised it wouldn't
be
the most boring thing.
A drink
and
involved.
I said there'd be drinks. You could have had more drinks, but
categorically, you chose the third best podcast to be on. So
what was
we could only two other podcasts would be better than being on this
downhill
one.
From here.
Real quick, if we could touch on it, what was mentioned? What we started to talk about before was Mr. B.
Which
Keith, I don't think Keith knows about, because you haven't done that segment in a while.
I haven't, because you know what? It got a little tired.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I didn't. Yeah, and you know what? It got a little tired. And here's the thing.
Here's the segment. We got to just tell just like Keith. There was a segment called, what was it called? Phone calls.
Drunk dials from dad.
And they were
I do remember those.
They were voicemails left by Heather's dad. And they were...
They were
often
hilarious.
Hysterical.
They were. And yeah. Him and Phyllis, his best friend, would call me drunk. And this was going on. This had been going on for a couple of years, actually. So what I did was I saved them all because I thought, one day I'm going to use these.
Yeah. Sure
and
enough.
I got to show him, and I suggested it, and Terry said, let me hear it for... And we just were hysterical, and so we started doing them every Monday.
Cool.
And I had tons backed up.
They were a treat.
So then,
just
yes.
Just taking a break on from them?
Well, I'm actually out at this point. Out of messages.
Just like, so, just get your dad
so,
to drink some more and call you.
You know, but they started getting really ridiculous because he knew that we were doing it, and then he made Phyllis talk more because he was feeling insecure. Because for a while, I didn't tell him. I didn't tell him for the longest time, and I think my uncle busted me.
Towards the end, they started to seem a little stagey.
I felt that too.
Like they were a little like.
Well, he knew that
that's
I'd be
what
using
I got,
them.
I had that impression.
That was the problem, so that's why we stopped.
Because if you're going to record your dad, you want to make sure he does not know about it.
Right? Exactly.
That's amazing.
So yeah,
we need to get your dad to call us drunk.
My dad?
Yep.
No.
With the new system, we're going to be able to take phone calls, right?
No, we don't need to do that.
Yeah, we do.
I just get copyright on it.
we got to pay royalties on that.
Your mom? How about your mom?
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, that would be. I don't even know her, and I like it.
Just all our parents.
Yeah, all our parents.
Yeah.
We should just do an episode with our parents.
Yeah, exactly.
We should.
Yeah. When
Father's
we get to the
Day?
New...
Mother's Day?
This is our Father's Day episode.
This is it.
Oh, happy Father's Day.
Dedicated to Mr. B.
Yeah. Yeah, dedicated to Mr. B.
Happy Father's Day,
Mr. B. Heather, thank you for doing this. This is awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. So good.
Again, surprised for so many reasons that you did this. But
why?
Yeah,
cool.
So for the photo for the image, I should use the black and white photo from the site?
Or none?
No. It's going to be the black and white photo from the site.
It's pretty glam.
Very
glam. You can send us any photo you want and send it to me, and then I'll make Keith put it up. It'll be great.
Yep, sure.
Okay.
Or the one from the site.
Or take the one from the site.
If you don't want to, you don't want to be bothered.
And now you can spread. You can spread
you
the word.
You said it looked good. That's why I was like, oh. That's
well,
like,
I mean, it's a good. It's a good. You know.
You could spread the word through the Shome workforce. Now the working staff, the staff that we're not just like a couple creeps. We're not crazy people. Right. So because we're kind of running out of people to have on. We have like a lot of stand-ups, a lot of like professional wrestlers, and
well,
that's I feel
now,
it's going to dry
JFL.
Out eventually.
Well,
we have some JFL stuff, but if we could have on more radio personalities, that'd be cool.
I was going to say also if we could possibly get on the radio.
No, I don't think that's going to.
Like in the middle of the night.
I don't think we should push our luck.
If someone wants to.
All right.
Like, isn't there a block where it's just on tape?
No, they got there's somebody working.
You know
constantly.
What? Yeah, and
someone
that's rare.
The whole time?
But yeah.
Okay. I thought there was like a 3 or 4 o'clock, or like it was like a 2 or 3 hours. There used to be though.
Ronnie Mack.
It's Ronnie Mack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mack till morning. It's
the golden voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my head, there was a block where there was.
We always had somebody overnight. Virgin had a block.
Virgin had a block?
Yes, but not anymore.
Right.
Now there's a guy running
Damn
the
it.
Board.
Damn it. Our opportunity to be
See,
on
we'll,
Virgin.
We'll make it happen. We'll make it.
We'll add hours to the. I feel we should add hours to the day to slaughter something.
Yeah.
Be like, in accordance with the new law, there's new
no,
hours.
Let's
in
add
the day.
Overnight hours so I can sleep in. That'd be awesome.
That's true.
Okay, can I plug something real quick before the end
okay,
of the show?
Okay, so you have something coming up the 21st?
21st, June 21st.
Mainline.
Mainline.
Right.
Brunch fight.
$5.
You get brunch. Brunch included.
Oh, nice.
Me and Leland Beckman.
For $5?
It's going to be awesome. $5.
Is it part of the Fringe Fest?
It's a one off thing, part of the Fringe Fest.
Cool.
We do this like. It's at noon because it's brunch fight. Yeah,
yeah exactly.
Fact checker.
Listeners of the show remember when this
behind
was
every
a,
man is a great woman.
Yeah, we have a we're doing the monthly talk show thing.
Last episode, this was only an idea, and now 2 weeks.
Yeah,
later,
exactly.
It's
I was like, I think this should happen. I'm gonna bitch and complain about this till it happens. And now it happens. So I bitch and complain enough.
You didn't, you know, you're just, were you talking about me being here?
No.
No, the brunch fight thing.
This.
On the previous episode.
You just asked me once.
No.
On the previous episode, though, he was like, I want to get brunch fight done at Fringe. And it wasn't a thing
awesome.
Yet. And now it is a thing.
Good
that's
for
happening.
You.
So, yeah.
Noon, mainline,
$5.
And you get brunch.
I'm going to lose money on this. So you should probably come.
You get brunch.
And brunch and some brunch beverages, wink, wink.
That sounds really
the
fun.
The flyer of it is a Caesar.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude.
Oh, man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure, as always, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?